Charlotte Mason didn't say a whole lot about smartphones with her methods. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Simply Charlotte Mason podcast. I'm Sonia Schaefer. This device is a tool. It isn't good or bad in and of itself. It's just a tool. It's up to you how you use it. I encourage you to make sure that you use technology in a way that reinforces the knowledge and the habits that you're trying to instill in your child's mind and heart, rather than sabotaging your efforts. Technology can be one of the tools that can help you and your children become lifelong learners, deep thinkers, and people of godly character. If you can make sure that your smartphone is your servant rather than your master, it can play a valuable role in your home school. There are several apps that can save you time and keep some valuable resources right at your fingertips, no matter where you happen to be. Well, provided you have a cell signal. So, here are 10 smartphone hacks for the Charlotte Mason homeschooler. Hack number one. Use the audio recorder to capture oral narrations. This works especially well for older students who need to do an oral narration, but you're busy working with one of their younger siblings. Hand that older student the audio recorder and let her record her narration. You can listen to it later when you're free, and maybe save it for posterity's sake. And for that matter, you can also use the video recorder to record oral narrations, maybe in the form of interviews or newscasts or plays, or record your children singing or reciting poetry. Anything you want to have an audio and video record of, you've got that capability right here in your hand. Hack number two, use the music app to play your music for music study or for hymn singing. You can also have your music always at hand to put on when you're running errands in the van or to play in the background during a meal. By the way, setting your phone in a bowl, well, make sure it's a clean bowl, of course, but setting it in that bowl can just form a natural amplifier and boost the volume level for everybody. Or you can connect it to some kind of speaker if you want to. It's just handy to have that music right there when you're ready for it. Hack number three, use your favorite podcast app to subscribe to a Charlotte Mason podcast. It's so important to keep learning for yourself, and a good podcast will share ideas for your own continued growth, as well as encouragement to help you keep going on those difficult days. Hack number four, use the timer on your phone. Timers work well for cultivating the habit of attention. You can set the timer for yourself to make sure you keep that math lesson short. Or you can set the timer for one of your students to help him stay focused and keep moving forward in a lesson or a chore. One way to keep things lighthearted in that situation is to let your child choose what sound he wants the timer to make when it goes off. If your timer app has that capability, you might try that little technique. Hack number five, use the camera to capture nature friends who tend to fly away or walk away. We all know that sketching or drawing a nature friend is one of the best ways to look closely and carefully. But some of those nature friends won't cooperate. They won't stick around long enough for you to get that illustration done. In those situations, you can use your camera to take their picture. And then later, when you're at home, you can bring up that picture on a large computer screen and see it in beautiful detail while you create your illustration. Hack number six, an ebook reader can be very practical. Now, I know many of us prefer holding a real book and reading from a real paper page, but an ebook reader can be helpful when you're traveling or if you're moving overseas and space is limited. Don't overlook the astounding fact that you can carry hundreds of books with you on a little phone that fits into your pocket. That's amazing. Hack number 7, use nature apps to help you identify what you find on your nature walks. There are wonderful nature apps available for plants and birds and trees and stars and insects. Use those apps as you would a field guide. Some of them give you the option of loading the birds or the trees that are specific to your region, and that can be really helpful in narrowing down the possibilities when you're trying to identify a new nature friend. Hack number 8, speaking of nature study, use a weather app to help you plan the best day for your nature walk this week. Maybe you have it scheduled for Friday afternoon, but take a look at the weather and see if that time slot will be good for going outside. If it's going to be extremely hot, or if it's going to rain, you can always do a little switching around and move your nature walk to a different time or even a different day. Hack number 9, use your smartphone to look up dates for your Book of Centuries. Maybe your student really likes one particular poet and he wants to add that person to his Book of Centuries, but you don't see any dates in the Book of Poems. Well, do an internet search on your phone and find out when that poet lived. This strategy works well for poets or composers, favorite authors, inventors, really any interest that your student shows in a person in history. If he wants to enter someone into his Book of Centuries, you want to encourage him and help him to do it right then. And your phone can be a great tool for that. Hack number 10, use a foreign language app to give you extra listening and practicing in the language you're trying to learn. You can listen to songs and stories in your selected language. And usually the apps have a native speaker, so you can hear correct pronunciations as you're reviewing. Use the Gwen series approach, as Charlotte Mason outlined, for your regular foreign language lessons, but you can use an app for extra practice and listening fun. How about 2 more bonus hacks? All right, hack number 11, the Google Earth app. It is great for geography. You can easily look up locations as you read about them. Plus, it has some fun exploration features that highlight the people who live around the world. So check out Google Earth. And hack number 12, with an online planner, like the CM Organizer, you can quickly see what you have planned to do every day for each student. Plus, you can easily record what you actually got done right then in the moment. Having that planner at your fingertips helps keep you on track, and it makes it so easy to always have up-to-date, accurate records. As you can see, there are many smart uses for a smartphone, so use it wisely.
Thanks for joining us for the Simply Charlotte Mason podcast. You'll find links to suggested resources, related articles, and a written transcript of this show in the show notes and at simplycharlottemason.com. Subscribe through iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app so you don't miss an episode. Did you know that you can tell Siri or your Echo or Google device to play the Simply Charlotte Mason podcast? Give it a try. See you next time.